A Decade in Stamps, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. It's been 10 years since we started these radio features. In that decade, the U.S. has hosted two major international stamp collecting exhibitions. One was a disorganized disappointment. The other, last year, a resounding success. A number of rarities came out of hiding and were seen by the public for the first time in quite a while. The stamps of the U.S. and other major countries, though, became more and more pop culture-oriented, starting with Bugs Bunny. The U.S. also joined other countries in allowing personalized postage, stamps with your choice of pictures and designs. The American Philatelic Society, the nation's major stamp collecting organization, elected its first woman president, Janet Klug. The APS also purchased a former match factory and is refurbishing it as its headquarters and showplace. The internet became a major force in stamp collecting, not only for buying and selling, but also for research and discussion. And that's stamp collecting this decade. I'm Lloyd DeVries, CBS News.